Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message.
Hi, everybody. Deepa wanted to come up with me, so hopefully this will go well. I'm going to start by asking you to think of your first memory of God, if you can. Don't stress too much if you can't. Don't stress too much if you can't. Maybe just grab whatever memory from your childhood popped up in your mind, but hang on to it while I share for a few minutes. I'm realizing more than ever that cultivating a child's heart is a slow process. You'd think I would know this after four kids, but oh well, it's taking a while to learn. When ministering to children, we get glimpses of spiritual fruit. Small victories, first steps, a lot like the first physical steps a child takes. So when a baby cautiously takes those first few steps, what do we as adults do? We don't glance over our shoulder and say, no big deal, doesn't matter. Wait till they run. It doesn't matter till they're running. Of course not, right? We cheer. We cheer them on. We get right down there. We reach our arms out. We turn our phones on, and we catch it all on camera. We encourage them to keep going. So just as children learn their everyday life, they learn life in the spirit one day at a time. So when we as parents or City Kids shepherds see a step, we cheer them on. As spiritual parents, we hold out our arms and we encourage them to keep going. So today I just want to share with you a few of the stories that I have witnessed over this year and that other City Kids parents have seen, these little steps. I know of a three-year-old girl breaking pita bread during dinner and passing it out to her family, saying, "Body of Christ, bread of heaven." I know of an elementary student singing "Be Still and Know" every time she got anxious at school. And "Be Still and Know" is the calming prayer song that we sing before our scripture reading in City Kids. I listened to a fifth grader, a boy, wondering about the story of Elijah and the widow after Elijah tells the widow, "There's going to be enough flour. Go make that bread." And he says, "I wonder how she felt when she went back inside. I bet she was so excited to know that God was going to feed them." I don't know. Have you ever interpreted that way? I haven't. I heard of a four-year-old girl teaching her mom the three actions of Lent: turn around, lay it down, pick it up. At Stations of the Cross, I know a fifth grader was asking questions and making comments like, "I didn't know they said that." Oh, thank you. Can you hold this for me? Thank you. On Good Friday, there were so many children going up to the cross. There was a two-year-old who looked around and saw what was going on, people's hands going on the cross, and then he mimicked that and put his own hands on the cross. I heard kids saying afterwards, "I felt so sad about Jesus. I've never felt like that before," or "I felt so close to Jesus." I know of a family whose kids had a lemonade stand to raise money for the Good Friday gift. I know that at Easter, one of our babies added a new word to their vocabulary and started saying "Alleluia" and praying and singing it at home. Last week, I listened to one of our three-year-olds retell the story of Jesus eating breakfast on the beach, and it was beautiful. He was so full of excitement over the miracle. And I've watched many Sundays, where our children choose of their own accord to go up to prayer ministers and pray. And, you know, these are the stories that become our first memories of God. I'm sure you all have more we could tell. I'm sharing them with you today so that you can celebrate with us about how God is at work in City Kids, and I want to invite you to join us. We need you. I'm asking you to pray about this and seriously consider it. I know I'm a little afraid what's happening behind me here, sorry. We need team members in City Kids. We need to maintain what we currently have, and we need to grow back to what we were pre-pandemic. And it's really flexible. It doesn't mean you have to go up there and run the show. We have lots of options for just coming alongside the kids and helping out, to teaching, to game, like whatever. And we need people that are serving regularly, and we need people to serve maybe just once a month. And if you are at all curious about it or prompted, please come talk to me and we will talk options. And I'd be really happy to talk with you. I am so glad for the sermon this morning, because what I've been wanting to tell you all, and I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to, I think you're missing out if you're not down there. And I think if you join the team, you get to know these awesome kids and their families, and you get a front row seat to these first steps. So thank you for letting me share.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.